So let's review. The parak begins, Zak the Mishnah, Nara Shanispatita, by Shasa Opigma Viknasa Shalavia. When a Nara Besula is seduced for cohabitation, her father collects all the Tashlumen, the payments for Baishas, Pagam, and Knas. Vhatsar Betfusa, and when she was coerced for cohabitation, her father also collects the Tashlumen for Tsar. The Mishnah clarifies, Am the Bedina Chalei Mesa Av, Harehin Shalav. If Bezdin ruled while her father was still alive that the Boil must pay, then her father collects the Tashlumen. Therefore, if afterwards, Mesa'av, Harein Shalachan, if the father subsequently died before receiving the Tashlumen, then her brothers who inherit the father collect the Tashlumen because Kvar Zacha Behem Ho'av, the Tashlumen was already awarded to the father through Hamada Bedin, Bezdin's ruling. However, Lohi speak Lamed Bedin at Shemesa'av, Harein Shalatzma. If Bezdin only ruled after her father's death that the boil must pay, then the Nara collects the Tashlumen because the Tashlumen was not yet awarded to the father, and one cannot bequeath the potential benefits of his daughter to his son. Similarly, if Bezdin ruled before she became a Begeris that the boil must pay, then her father collects the Tashlumen. Therefore, if then Mesa'av Harein Shalachan, if the father subsequently died before receiving the Tashlumen, then her brothers, who inherit the father, collect the Tashlumen because Kvar Zacha B'Hamo'av. However, Lo Yispika Lamed B'din Ad Shebagra Harein Shalatzma. If Bezdin only ruled after she became a Begeris that the boil must pay, then the Nara collects the Tashlumen because Lo Yizacha B'Hamo'av. The Tashlumen was not yet awarded to the father, and Me'ein Odom Mayrish Chuz Biter L'Bnoi. Reb Shimon Omer, Imol Hispika Ligvis at Shemesa'av Harein Shal Asma. Shimon disagrees and says that even if her father was still alive during Hamada Bedin, but died before receiving the Tashlumen, the Nara collects the Tashlumen because Leizacha Ba'amo'av. Because the Pasuk states, V'nosan Ho'ish HaShechev Imolavi HaNara Chamishim Kesef. The man who cohabited with her must give her father 50 silver coins. This teaches, Leizich Seter La'av Il Mishas Nesina. Her father is not awarded the knas until he actually receives it. However, Reb Shimon does agree with the Tanakhama regarding Ma'isi Yedewa Mitziyasa, Afa Pishaloi Gavsa, Me'isa'av Harein Shalachan. If her father dies before receiving her wages and findings, her brothers, who inherit the father, collect them because Kvar Zacha B'Hamo'av. The Gemara mentions a machlikis regarding knas according to Reb Shimon. But first, a few cases where they agree. Lefnei Hamada Bedin. All agree knas hava de ibayi mifter. It is certainly considered a penalty since he can evade the payment through his own admission because moed b'knas pater. Therefore, it is considered a knas regarding all halachas. Even la'achar hamad b'din hakol moedim le'inik karbin shvua knas hava. All agree regarding the obligation for Hashem gezeles that Reb Shimon considers it knas even after hamad b'din, and he would be pater from a karbin. As in the case of Ho'emer l'chaveroi, Onasto upesiti es biti, v'amadaticha bedin v'nischayavta limamen. One who accused his friend of cohabiting with his daughter, and that Bezdin had already obligated him to pay, v'nishba v'hoidem, the friend denied the entire claim, and swore falsely, but subsequently admitted to the claim, pater, he's exempt from the obligations of Chemish v'sham gezelos, because Reb Shimon darshens the pasuk regarding Hashem Gezelus, which states, "V'kicha yesh ba'amisoi bebekadnoi betzumes yaroi begezel, oi oshak es amisoi emotza aveda, v'kicha yesh ba'venish ba'al shaker." He denied his friend's monetary claims and swore falsely. Ma'elu miyuchadin shehein mamin avkal shehein mamin. The Chiv Shvuah applies only to claims similar to those mentioned in the pasuk, in that they are mamina, monetary claims, yatzu elu shehein knas. But Chiyu Shua does not apply to claims for knas penalties even after Hamad Bedin because ikarin knas. They are originally knas. They also agree according to Reb Shimon, beknas bitai, the knas of Einisim Mefata, that it's considered a knas even la'achar Hamad Bedin regarding she'inu moirish lebanov. His sons do not inherit it because le'zich zeter la'av el mishas lesina. Ki peligi b'shar knasas. The Machlekes is regarding other knasses according to Reb Shimon. Rabba says, Mayrisha Labanov, because Knas la'acham ad bedin m'mayna hava. Knas is considered mamon after amada bedin because iboyle mifter. He cannot evade the payment. Abaya says ainu marish labanav because knas la'ach amada bedin knas hava. Knas is not considered mamon even la'ach amada bedin because ikare knas. It was initially a knas.